Division.com.
We crisscross all over the place from left to right and all those spaces in between. We like to call it water cooler buzz. And boy, we're going to dive right in on a couple of hot ones, including the fact that the president actually signed the Patriot Act with a thing called an auto open. It's like this pen that signs his signature automatically. That's kind of scary in a way, isn't it? But what does the Patriot Act mean to me and you? Is it more government interference into our life, meaning the taking away of some of our civil liberties? Or do you say, hands up in the air, I just want to be safe. I just want to be safe. Let the government do whatever they want to do. Go through my papers, tap my phones. I don't care. I seem to think that this audience on the overnight highway isn't going to feel that way, that you do want your rights covered, especially when it comes to gun rights and absolutely when it comes to going through financial papers, because we see now how the financial is so tied into other areas of our lives that unfairly it's cost many people in small businesses because of things that shouldn't have happened, were out there, and things that shouldn't have counted against people did. That's part of the problem of the Patriot Act. However, one senator pushed to stop that with a couple of amendments. So Patriot Act, fair or foul, it's extended for 4 years, too, not just a couple of years. Does that make a difference? Would it have been better if it was maybe year to year? Although, can you imagine with all the debate and how slow people are to read everything in Washington? Then they could, what, accomplish a few pieces of legislation, a few things that need to be done. So I'm going to give you my number right at the top of the show, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But before we dive into spying and how far the government should be allowed to go into your personal life, pretty soon they're going to be in our closets. We move to something very serious, very sad. What's been going on in Joplin, Missouri? It looks like a ghost town. It looks like a bomb went off. I mean, the descriptions, words can't say enough. Bomb going off really describes what it looks like if you've seen anything coming out of Joplin, Missouri. And if you've ever had the pleasure of going there in the past, you know what a beautiful area Joplin is. The downtown area and the surrounding areas, no doubt about it. So they're finding more bodies. And it's very sad and very rough for the people because the missing list officially is close to 250 at this point. They found a teenager who was missing. They found a baby who was missing. And listen to what some of the people had to say. Mitchell Simpson almost at a loss of words talking about, I've seen enough. And also Elliot Kirsch talking about the tornadoes just being so gut-wrenching. It makes you cry. It makes you want to just run away. Listen.
A lot of destruction. A lot of dead bodies. More than I ever care to see again the rest of my life.
Her husband and her two sons had taken shelter in their basement, which was collapsed in, and I had to pull out her dead husband and her dead two sons, which were hardly identifiable at the time. I had to pull those out for her, and I don't know what I would have done if I was her. Because that's your whole family.
How did you get through it?
I really haven't. I cried and ran away for as long and as hard as I could.
Wow, how honest and how sad. Just one of the many stories emerging. There's also another one about a mother in Missouri who said her son was killed when the tornado went through, and he was one of the people confirmed dead finally as they were tracking down the missing. There was a baby that was missing, and they found the baby as well. And, you know, there was also stories of people who barely survived. So at least there's some of that to offer the hope to say it's sad. We pick up. We have to figure out a way to rebuild this community. The president, by the way, it's Memorial Day weekend. He's in Europe coming back Sunday. He will tour the area. There's been some controversy over that as to whether or not he should have just ditched the trip and gotten back as soon as he could, or finished up the trip like he's doing, released a statement, you know, talked to the reporters about it, basically, that are flying with him, and then immediately announcing that he would be back there on Sunday. And speaking of the president, like I said, it is official. It happened before we went on the air. Congress okays the Patriot Act extensions. In some ways, it's kind of surprising because of the fallout of the Patriot Act and some of the early discussion, but the vote was 250 to 153 in the House. They agreed to extend those provisions. And in a nutshell, we're talking about roving wiretaps, the tracking of the lone wolf terrorists, the ability of any of the law enforcement types to get any records that they think are relevant to an investigation after they get an order from a federal court. See, it would have expired at midnight if they hadn't voted in that direction. So the president, who's at the G8 summit in France, used the auto pen. It's a signature reproduction kind of thing to sign once Congress approved it. They did, so the legislation was hand-delivered to the White House, and yada, yada. That's just the officialese of the whole thing. One man who stood up was Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. He kind of, some people think he muddied up the voting process, made it get pushed longer into the night because they had to stay longer than they planned to. He reached a deal with the Senate to allow votes on whether to table two of his amendments. Both amendments, by the way, failed. And the Senate vote on the measure to extend the Patriot Act for 4 years passed. That vote was 72 to 23. I thought his amendments were good amendments, though. The thing that he didn't like was that they could randomly go through your financial records. I'm using the word randomly, but let's say that an ordinary citizen or innocent citizens could have their financial records picked through. And then one about the tighter restrictions on the guns and gun ownership, and there again, the paperwork scenario of being able to go through that. And you think of the businesses who get caught in the crosshairs of the whole thing. So the amendments fail, but he pushed for those amendments, talking about what would the law's impact be on civil liberties. That's a concern many of you have had. That's what we've talked about for years now on America Tonight since I started doing the show, I guess maybe 5 years ago, we would have discussions over, but look at these records that were released, remember, by the phone company, and you just happen to be in that pile. But you're not a terrorist. You're not a lone wolf terrorist. You're not somebody that they're questioning. So why are you in the middle of this? Because they got all the records. So the scary thing is deemed necessary. So what's the deemed necessary thing? Now, there was a third provision, and in the third provision, it closed a loophole that would have allowed individual terrorists not affiliated with a specific organization to go through the cracks of the surveillance. That's what I said, the lone wolf provision. That's what they're calling it now. And they legislators opposed the extension's claim that the provisions related to wiretapping are intrusive and unconstitutional. That's why you heard the votes that I gave you the tallies for. They say they're critical to being able to knock down anti-terror operations. What do you say? Were they critical? Is this a good deal or is this a bad deal? 800-259-5791. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Coming up, another version of We Can Count. I'm going to tell you how many people got the noose in Iran, five of them in public. Oh, it's so good to live in the United States, isn't it? Also, a seismologist tried for manslaughter for not predicting an earthquake. That seems a little unfair, doesn't it? And a couple of other things that I'm going to throw in there, too, for grins. It's not all heavy, heavy, heavy. After all, we have to lighten the load sometime. So starting off the show here, leading you down the path on America Tonight, your overnight highway with me, Kate Delaney. We open up the discussion to the Patriot Act. That's a huge story emanating out of Washington. The buzz started there, and it filters down into all of our backyards. And I've heard some people say, well, who cares? I mean, they can tap my conversations and listen to my nonsense all they want to. I don't care if my records are exposed. And you say that until somehow you get backward in a situation and you can't believe you're there. You get blindsided. The one thing I hate more than anything in life is being blindsided. And you have to be careful how much you're willing to give up. That's why the Bill of Rights, that's why the Constitution. When you talk to constitutional scholars, and we've had some on, and when you talk to constitutionalists and how they interpret things very strictly connected to the Constitution, you know, some things change. Okay, I get it. But if you really, really read that document, if you go through the Bill of Rights, if you go through it all, it still amazing piece of work, and the structure that created the United States that still really holds up. So much of it holds up. And if you're not careful, or we're not careful, and we get involved in The Voice and Beyonce's new video and whatever other 10 million distractions we have in our life, and there are millions of them, and as much as I advocate, because look, I'm a huge sports fan, that's my release, or taking your vacations or whatever. And you should. That's why we have these liberties. Live life to the fullest, baby. But be involved in what's happening with the government so that you realize you have a stake in this and you have a say in this. Never, 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 ever forget, and I know people do, the government is we the people. That means you and me. That means all your neighbors up and down the streets and cul-de-sacs near you, into the cul-de-sacs and beyond, right? So don't forget that, because you have a say in it. And when you look at the Patriot Act, I think the one thing is the timeline for it. Is the timeline too long? Is 4 years too long? And the vagueness of some of what can happen thanks to the Patriot Act could eventually maybe bite you. You don't think so, but you don't know. You turn around and you could be staring down the barrel of something you don't want to see. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
1:19 in the morning, Kate. Holy cow. Your Phillies finally won.
1:19, do you believe it? Longest game of the season.
I can't believe it. I've never been up to a baseball game that late. That's crazy.
Yeah, but here's a true question for people who don't know. The Phillies game went over 6 hours. It was crazy. They ended up beating the Reds 5-4. This was yesterday. Then they had to come back for a day game, which they did end up winning. But the question to people listening is, if you paid for those tickets, I don't care if they're nosebleed down by home plate, whatever, are you staying there to watch the whole thing? And the answer is, you gotta, man. You're invested.
Yeah, but you gotta go to work the next day. You're not expecting to be out to a ballpark at 1:30 in the morning unless you're calling in sick. But anyway, though, that's the neat thing about baseball. They just keep playing until somebody wins. You know, so there's no such thing as a tie in baseball, right?
There was two ties in the All-Star game, so you know.
Yeah, I know, and that was ridiculous.
I agree.
Let's not even have the thing if you're going to have a tie, you know. I mean, I used to rip on hockey all the time because they end up in ties, but I ripped it after I finally went to a live hockey game and saw how, it's a very physical sport. You're skating around all the time, hitting each other, and after a while, you're just worn out, you know, and you're thinking, you know, the only thing that can happen as they keep going is people are going to get hurt, you know, and so, but in any case, I was kind of meaning to talk to you a little bit about energy, you know, and I've been trying to, and I'm not too thrilled about $4 a gallon, you know. Last year I bought a 2010, Volkswagen turbo diesel Jetta. It's even got a Bugatti transmission in it, Kate. The thing's a rocket, you know. And it's fun, and I get 40 miles a gallon in it, you know. That's pretty good, right?
That's good. 40
miles. But it's still $4 a gallon. Every time I go to fuel it up, you know, I only fuel it up twice a month, but it's still between $50-$60, you know. And then the question is, how do we, you know, first of all, have you ever heard, you know, when Obama's talking energy or any of those people back in Washington, you never hear them talk about the word, hey, America, let's try to conserve, you know. I mean, there's lots of measures we probably could take, you know, drop the speed limit back to 65, you know, govern the big trucks to where they can't go over that, you know.
Hey, truckers, respond to Don right now. Let's hear those air horns. Did you hear what he just said? 800-259-5779. Let's slow down. Let's crawl to our destination.
If they did that, Kate, then I would demand that the trucking companies pay the drivers more per mile because they're going to lose money. You know, and they're going to save fuel, so the company's going to save money, but there's no reason why that can't be passed on to the truckers in some way, you know. And so there are some trucking companies that govern their trucks at 65. They can't, you know, and they, you know, they buzz along. But anyway, though, so there's ways to conserve, you know. So I'm looking at the whole picture, and I'm thinking, what is the fastest way that we could drop the price of oil, get off of oil, you know, or cut it back at least some? And, you know, electric cars, you still got to generate electricity, still puts out pollution in the sky. You know, plus you got to have a conversion at your house, you charge the thing up. You know, you're only getting about 100 miles of charge or whatever. So, plus they're charging, $30,000 to $40,000 for an electric car right now.
Yeah.
And that's for a tiny little car, you know. And then I just started sitting there thinking, let's dream for a second here. What if we're 10 years from now, You know, we don't all die in 2012, and, you know, things are going wrong, and one-third of the vehicles in America were powered by...
Whoops, I think we lost you. See, you were being tapped, and they cut you off. Don, they cut your legs out. They were tired of listening to what you had to say. Okay, so he's going down the trail, and we have talked about this, the energy in that's being used up in the United States. He's right. You don't hear so much about the conservation aspect of it. You hear more about, well, let's push the green energy initiative, and we got to get the charging stations up, and we're going to get the more affordable cars to the people in mass eventually. And you're going to be able to easily charge those cars up. It's 10 years from now, you won't even blink or think about it when somebody says they have an electric car. We've heard that before. And the light bulbs, we're getting rid of the light bulbs. Unscrew them right now. You might have to pay $50 a light bulb, but in the end, oh my, you will save so much money, and we will save so much of the pain that is caused by the amount of electricity that we're using up. And the phantom energy, which the phantom energy, I think all of us could do that anyway, because who wants to pay more for electricity? So right now, today, if you went around your house, and I bet there's things that you have plugged in all the time that don't really have to be plugged in. It can be things like a microwave that you use sometimes, but you're not using constantly. You're at work all day long. So the microwave, the coffee pot, the crock pot, the lights themselves, that phantom energy, when it just stays plugged in, you could unplug that and you probably save yourself. Somebody told me at an energy company you would save $25 at least, probably, a bill. Well, then you add up 25 over the course of a year. That's not bad. Plus, you're not using all that energy. So Don, when he makes that point, I think he has a pretty good point. There's easy little things that people could do that they just don't do that really wouldn't be a lot of skin off their nose. Not the same thing as, gee, you have to have a windmill in your backyard, which none of us could afford, let's face it. Or solar energy is fabulous, but you have to be able to afford it. And you know how much it costs for those panels? Yeah, a lot. Ask Al Gore what he paid for his solar panels. Wonder if that's be part of the divorce with Tipper Gore, who gets the panels. Not sure. We'll take some more on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down found the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Quick things that I'm going to remind you about here on the show. You can share your brushes with fame. What is a brush with fame? It means if you're out at McDonald's and you're standing in line and suddenly right behind you is Sarah Palin and she offers to buy you a milkshake and you have a little chit-chat. That's a brush with fame. It could be somebody political, it could be somebody infamous, it could be somebody from the sports world. Could be Warren Buffett also approaching you in a restaurant just to shake your hand and pat you on the back. I don't know. But here's the scoop. I think no matter who you are, you get excited about meeting certain people. Somebody who's an idol, somebody who you just admire their writing, whatever. And if you by chance had an encounter with them and you want to share it, please do, because at the end of June we're going to have a drawing for all the people who share their brushes with fame. And if you do that and we draw your name, you win a USA leather jacket, part of our Evel Knievel promotion. How about that? Can't beat that, huh? All right, so let's see. Let's go out to Sam in Montreal. Is Sam still there, or is Sam history? Sam might be history. He booted. Okay, let's go to Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, Rick.
Hey. Heard on the news that your state legislators are rebelling against the governor or something?
Say that again?
Your state legislators are rebelling against the government, TSA?
This is something that's been ongoing for a while. And, yeah, it's because of, you know, the searches at the airport, which we've talked about so much. Sure, yeah. They don't want to have to. They don't want to have to do it in the airports. Yes, that's
they
correct.
Miss America or something like that.
Yeah, that's what started it. But then there
guy would want the girl curve.
And under the name or the guise of saying I work for the TSA.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You'd use it for a cover.
Yeah.
As long as they done Arnold Schwarzenegger on her. They all groped her or just one guy groped her?
No, it was just one guy. It was the guy that was searching her. Yeah.
I thought they all might have gone over and gave her a pat down or something.
No, then that would, then she could just shut them down. Trust me.
I see Arnold, he's all alone by his mansion. I just wonder if he called Tiger Woods or a couple of these whores, you know, and have them come over to his house.
Oh, you're so bad.
Time there.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I'm going to go back to the anti-groping thing. It was easy, though, for the federal government to shut that down. So they made a fuss about it. And rightfully so. I mean, you know what we say here. We've had many a conversation about what's happened with the TSA. But the government threatened to just cancel all the flights. So if they say, okay, great, you don't want the TSA, screw it, then we're out of there. Can you imagine? No flights into the state of Texas or out.
Out. Yeah, I've seen that.
They knew. But, they knew they had them.
Have you heard any more on the NFL or anything like that?
The NFL right now is toast. I mean, they don't have any kind of an agreement. They aren't back at the bargaining table. Of course, the owners can't be involved with players or negotiations. And you think about the rookies, if they do get back to the business of football, boy, they're going to really be behind the eight ball. In Texas, and one of the most vocal owners, Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys, seems pretty optimistic that football will be back in the fall. He thinks it will be. I'm not as optimistic with some of the players that I've talked to. They don't feel as optimistic as he does. You know, you're talking about somebody like Jones in the middle of this lockout. That stadium cost $1.2 billion to build. So if they don't play football in that stadium, oh, man, he is, I don't know, they'll have dancing clowns in there all year round. I don't know, because that would really tank that stadium. And the other owners are in the same situation. This is the 69th day of that lockout.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. I haven't heard lately anything. Nobody's talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the inside scoop. So come to you.
It's bad. It's bad. I can't imagine that they're going to be able to do it. In fact, I think our handy dandy man who is so good at this gig, Donovan Madsen, Roger Goodell had something to say about team accountability. And if we've got him on the trigger, I'm going to let you hear what Roger Goodell had to say.
It's primarily focused on player safety violations. And what it is, the objective of it is to have a club accountability to making sure that if there are a significant number of violations in the player safety area, that they have some accountability.
Player safety and accountability. Who cares? Because there's no players that are out there yet.
Yeah.
See, this is what's happening. Goodell is trying to talk like, hey, these things are going on, so, you know, we're dealing with putting procedures and whatnot in place because we were going to get back to the business of football. But I think he's fooling himself. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, look, we're almost into June. Training camps would have opened in July. How soon do you think it takes these guys to get ready? Do you know the kind of injuries they could have?
Yeah, that's what they just can't get. One day you can't get ready. It takes a while.
No, too long.
I just wondered what was going on. Like I said, nobody talked about it. I haven't heard anything lately, so.
Keep your fingers crossed. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. All right, so we move from, that's how we roll here on America Tonight. That's what's fun about this show. You really aren't sure where we're going to go. I say it's like a roller coaster ride, sometimes into the dark, so you just hang on. And speaking of in the dark, there are some people who believe that the Anthonys are in the dark. You know this story I'm talking about. If we head into the courtroom in Florida, you've got the case of Casey Anthony, who has is standing accused of killing her young daughter. And the defense attorney dropped a bombshell a couple of days ago by saying that she didn't kill her daughter, that in fact her daughter drowned in the pool and they covered it up, that her father and she covered it up. And then, you know, the daughter was missing for 31 days, so the question comes up, well, how could you be out there partying and not concerned and whatever? And she said she was abused by her father. In this case, may go throughout the whole summer, and all she needs is one juror, and that tips the case. They don't have direct evidence linking her to the death of her daughter. Now she says she didn't kill her daughter, that it was an accidental drowning. And apparently her father, George Anthony, looked a little bit nervous in the courtroom, you know, where someone doesn't answers questions and their eyes kind of dart around. It's that whole body language thing. Here's what George Anthony had to say about some of the details being pretty foggy and whatnot. Take a listen.
You're going off in a way to get me more upset, and I don't think that's fair. I'm just asking you, treat me with a little bit of respect, and you'll get respect back. That's all I'm asking. When this started for us, we were running on fumes, going day by day, just trying to find my granddaughter. And some of these things that you're asking me to be specific on, I'm trying to do the best I can. Is there some things that I might not remember exactly? I think that happens to anyone.
Okay, so do you buy it? I mean, this is interesting. Do you buy her story that she was molested and whatnot by her father and was in fear of her father? So whatever he said to do, boy, she was doing it. He takes the stand, and that's what you heard, little snippets of that. He was quizzed specifically, and that's what he's talking about, you know, give me some respect, I can't remember. He was quizzed about gas cans that he said were missing around the time his two-year-old granddaughter disappeared. And Casey Anthony's former boyfriend, Anthony Lazario, testified the day before that he actually helped her break into the shed of the parents' house 1 week after her daughter, Kaylee Anthony, was last seen. So they're getting into the nitty-gritty of who did what to when Kaylee was missing and all that kind of stuff. And the reason this becomes a little bit of a story is the father, George Anthony, called the cops to report the break-in and the gas cans missing. He said he saw his daughter later in the day, argued with her about the missing cans because he thought she had them and she had taken them before. And when he went to get them out of the car, she was upset and opened the trunk, got the gas cans, threw them down, said, here's your, you know, effing gas cans. That's what she said. That's what he said she said in court. So what the belief was, and I think what he was trying to push forward, is that the cans had duct tape on them, and they appear to be the same as the ones found on the mouth of the skeletal remains of the little girl. Because remember, her remains weren't found until 6 months later after she went missing. So they're trying to say that this could be something, that this could mean something. And George Anthony said, well, I'm probably the one who put them there. And that's, we heard him say he was, you know, I'm trying to do the best he can. And it's a very strange case, I think, that has captivated a lot of people. And anywhere you look, you're seeing this case. If you watch any of the news shows for 10 minutes, you're seeing stuff on this. And it's going to cost people in Florida a whole lot of money to try her. Millions and millions of dollars. Speaking of numbers, coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering.
spring, everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Give us 30 minutes a week, and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This edition of We Can Count, the FBI, with the crime stats again, says that there's a city in Illinois that is among the nation's most dangerous. So what city do you think that is? It's interesting because didn't we just hear that violent crime dropped 5.5% in 2010 and poverty crimes fell almost 3%, even though we had this terrible economic shutdown. Anyway, they're saying that the city that's got the worst reputation for violent crime in Illinois is Rockford, Illinois. Oh, I've been to Rockford many times. They say for a city of its size, most notably, it has the fourth highest rate of aggravated assault, 10.5 cases for every 1,000 citizens. During the same time period a year ago, 20 murders happened, almost double the number in 2000. The sheriff for Winnebago County in Rockford says he believes it's because the location works against it. You get traffic from the drug markets in Madison, Chicago, and Milwaukee, and that's why we've got the violence. Makes sense, right? People going through that, the nefarious types of people. And sure enough, they want their money, they want their drugs, they get in a scuffle, and voila. All right, I'm going to get through the ugly stuff first, and then we'll roll to the lighter fare. And it includes this Joplin tornado. Boy, just unbelievable. You know that severe storms smashed into 11 states. You know, Joplin, of course, so hardly hit, was hit the hardest, but there were some others that also were slammed. Remember in Kansas, there were a few people that died as well, and boy, it's just terrible. 232 people are still unaccounted for. Six blocks just blown up. And emergency workers are still, they're still looking. They're still trying to find people just in case they may be able to find that person that somehow is still alive. It seems unlikely, but maybe not impossible. Maybe they find some other people that haven't been counted because they're off someplace else. They're staying with relatives or friends, or it's a nursing home situation. That's what I thought of right away, that maybe they're reported missing, but they've actually been picked up somewhere. And they found a baby that was missing, unfortunately, dead. They pulled a family out of a basement, unfortunately, dead. And also a teenager who was missing, they found his body. The only thing about finding somebody is if they are able to find their bodies, at least the family has a sense of closure because they have remains to bury. It sounds terrible, but that's what it is. And then they move to the deceased list. Ugh. And you're talking about fathers and sons and, ugh. Here's one of the sad stories. 23-year-old Chris Haddock said that his father was one of the people who died. He was on the missing list. He was a commercial truck driver. A lot of people listening to the show drive trucks. And just 62 years old, they found his body in a pickup truck behind a Walmart that was just flattened. They found his wallet and his cell phone in his pocket, and luckily that's how they knew it was him. And see, like with the nursing home thing, there was a nursing home where 12 people at the Greenbrier Nursing Home in Joplin were on the missing list, but the administrators said that 11 people died in the tornado. Only one was missing, so they were able to count for them as well. You want a good story? Let's give you a good story from Joplin. There's a woman, 49-year-old Pamela McBroom, who said that her daughter used to work at the nursing home that I just mentioned. And she and her 16-year-old daughter were visiting a patient when the tornadoes hit. So they got into a closet. The tornado tore the walls and the roof away. But they survived. Can you imagine? They survived. Wow. And that's a good story because there are stories of people who were in closets, who were in basements, who just missed coming back into Joplin, and they weren't there at the wrong time. And like I said, then they were able to survive that mayhem. And I think it's going to be a while for Joplin to get back on its feet. In fact, one of the senators from Missouri is proposing that there's 100% reimbursement because it's that bad. 100% reimbursement. Don't think he's going to get that, but maybe more money. There's a lot of private funds and things that have been set up that are pumping money into Joplin and trying to help in the effort to get food and water and help people get back on their feet. It may come more from that and the Red Cross and whatnot than any other place. Oprah Winfrey said goodbye to TV after 25 years, which is interesting because we talk about ratings and her finale got a huge rating, highest they say in 17 years. She had a 13.3 household rating, so that shot up 130% from her average rating, and it's also the biggest that she's gotten since 1994 when she did a show about people who wore wigs or beards or too much makeup, who were covering up whatever, and then they turned them into more natural looking people. Let me take that wig and beard off. So the show was being promoed all week long. They got a 10.2 rating on Monday, 10.7 on Tuesday. They don't know how many viewers for sure, but they think it's going to be well over 15 million viewers that probably watched Oprah. It's going to be tough for those local markets to replace her. I think there's a syndicated show, Dr. Oz, so it's a medical show. They'll put that on, and then maybe local affiliates, wherever you're listening to me, in Connecticut or Florida on the Space Coast or Illinois somewhere, or Michigan, or even in the great state of Texas, the local affiliates will decide what they want to do. But even if her ratings had been dropping, it's still pretty tough to replace it and ramp up right away. How about the U.S. Hispanic population? If you had to guess what the number is, what would you say the number sits at this point? If you guessed 50 million, that's what we're being served up. I mean, of course, how do you know the actual number? This is from census numbers, but the census numbers say that it is 50 million, increasing by more than 15.2 million people, which is more than half of the total U.S. population increased to 27.3 million. So in terms of population, if we want to crunch the numbers, which is what we do and we can count, people that reported being of Hispanic origin, 50.5 million. That means 16.3% of the total population. You know what the population is pegged at? 308 million people. So 50.5 Hispanic. This is key when you think of things, well, lots of different things, but key in presidential races because of who are the people running, going to be careful who they cater to, who's going to vote, what's the makeup of all of that. By the way, speaking of voting, a new Gallup poll is out, and they throw in all kinds of names for the GOP. And we know that there's some people that have dropped out, some people that are getting ready to declare. A big question as to whether or not Sarah Palin is going to declare. But in the Gallup poll, the latest one, Mitt Romney gets 17% of the vote. Sarah Palin, 15%. How about that? Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain all tied pretty much for third. Cain got 8% in his initial inclusion into the trial heat polling. That's what they call it. So Sarah Palin, who is not declared, is going on a bus tour, though. 15%, Mitt Romney, who's officially declaring 17%, so he still leads. What do you think, America? Who ultimately gets that GOP nod? It's going to be fun to watch.